This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Despite billions spent tackling the issue, homelessness remains a crisis.
And now our new U.S. attorney is going to take a look at where the money's been going. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Hey, Mike Simpson with you again today. Coming up, do you have insurance? Can you afford insurance? There might be another rate increase from one of the big firms. Also, something here for those of you afraid to fly, a local class that they say really works. But first, where's the homeless money going? This has been an issue lately, right? With a judge keeping watch on things around LA County, the audits, the money pulled from LASA, the Homeless Services Authority after the lack of accountability. Well, now there's this, a new U.S. attorney for Southern California. He was just recently appointed. He's launching a task force to investigate homeless spending. Here's a quote. California has spent more than $24 billion over the last 5 years. If state and local officials can't provide proper oversight, we'll do it for them. We get more from our Craig Figner.
It's being called the Homelessness, Fraud, and Corruption Task Force, launched by the new U.S. attorney for the Central District, and that includes Los Angeles. His name is Bill Saley and might be familiar as he was a former Republican assembly member here in California, now appointed by the Trump administration to run the Department of Justice here in Los Angeles and the Central District. Now, they say they're going to investigate fraud, waste, abuse, and corruption involving funds allocated toward the eradication of homelessness, and it will be a far-reaching investigation involving the FBI, the HUD Inspector General, and the IRS's Criminal Investigation Bureau. Despite billions spent tackling the issue, their press release says homelessness remains a crisis. And in a statement here, the U.S. attorney, the new U.S. attorney, says taxpayers deserve answers for where and how their hard-earned money has been spent.
Well, from one crisis to another, let's talk insurance now. The state's in the insurance crisis. We can add the fires on top of all this. And now State Farm is looking for a rate hike. There's meetings taking place this week. They're looking for a pretty big one. Let's get more on that from our John Baird.
22%. That's what it's going to be. That's what they're asking for, a 22% rate increase for the average homeowner. And consumer advocates say that will drive premiums up hundreds of dollars for millions of policyholders here in California. One man tells me that it's pretty steep.
I mean, and unfortunately, I think it maybe comes out of greed from the insurance companies.
I mean, here in California, it would be a $600 per year increase.
Yeah, huge. Yeah, which is, you know, undoable for like the average person to just be able to like continue living and keep their mortgage and whatnot. Yeah.
And Harvey Rosenfield, the founder of Consumer Watchdog, says State Farm has not proven this rate hike is really needed.
But the company has not justified, has not shown that it needs this money to pay claims. All it's saying really is, you know what? We're not doing so well. We feel like we need more money in the bank. And that's not a legitimate justification.
The hearing is at 10 a.m. in Oakland. There will be no decision today. An administrative law judge will make a recommendation to the insurance commissioner within 10 days, and then the commissioner will decide rate increase or no rate increase.
A little more on the fires and the rebuilding. LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger not happy that after 3 months, not a single rebuilding permit has been finalized for the Eaton Fire burn area. She says, we got to cut more red tape. She tells NBC4 it's totally unacceptable. County officials say more than 1,500 properties have been cleared of debris. They're ready to go. But again, no rebuilding permits issued. One problem seems to be the different agencies, different departments like planning and fire and building and safety. They are each on their own, taking 2 or 3 weeks to review the plans. The airports can be stressful, especially during the busy times. And then you get up there and there's turbulence, and that's even worse. So something for those of you now who have a fear of flying. Here's Steve Gregory.
For more than 35 years, pilot Ron Nielsen's been helping everyday people overcome the anxiety of commercial flight.
It could be two basic things. One is the mechanical parts of it. They really are triggered by
how airplanes fly. How do I know it's going to stay in the air? What about turbulence? Things like that. And then there's another component I call the emotional component. And that is, I'm not so worried about the airplane's airworthiness. I'm worried about my airworthiness. I'm worried that I won't be able to cope with the feelings that come up when I'm on or near an airplane.
Nielsen, affectionately known as Captain Ron, will be conducting an immersion class on the fear of flying this Saturday at Air Hollywood in Valencia. Air Hollywood is the largest aviation-themed studio in the world and uses real sections of airplanes for TV shows and movies. So this is a perfect place for people to address their fears in a safe and realistic way.
A lot of people get triggered just by the process of going through the lobby and the TSA. So we have a mock waiting room. We have mock security instruments. Sometimes we even dress somebody up in a security officer's uniform and we run through that. So they get the full experience of coming in, they'll wait in the boarding area, and then we'll board the airplane and all that. So we do it as much as we can.
Ron says despite all the recent airline crashes in the news, air flight is still among the safest modes of transportation. And whether it's getting past that initial anxiety of boarding a plane, the various sounds on board, or turbulence, Captain Ron says there's a reason and explanation for all of it.
Turbulence is the collision of two separate streams of air. You can see it if you're looking at a whitewater rapids and you can understand it. But in the air up above, you can't see it. Even if there's clouds and you're bumping up and down, you don't have the same sensation. And so whenever that air comes together, it causes turbulence. Now, the problem isn't the air itself. It's the fact that we come flying through there arrogantly at 400, 500 miles an hour. It's like going over a speed bump at 100 miles an hour instead of going over a speed bump at 5 miles an hour.
And Captain Ron says, based on those students who stay in touch and go through the entire process, his success rate is 100%. The class this Saturday runs from 1 to 3. There's even a special class in May where people can graduate to flying round trip for real from Burbank to Phoenix with Captain Ron on board as a counselor.
Turbulence like potholes in the sky. You want to learn more? You want to catch that flight? We got info. KNXnews.com. All right, quick break, and then the changes come into the lottery. And beware of the pretty purple flowers, because they're bad for you. Changes are coming to Mega Millions, starting with the drawing tonight. Ticket prices have gone from $2 to $5. We talked to Jonathan Cohen, author of the book For a Dollar and a Dream, State Lotteries in Modern America.
In addition to changing the cost of the ticket, which is, of course, what everyone is going to pay the most attention to, the prize structure, the odds of winning changed ever so slightly. They're talking up that it's easier to win. I don't know if there's much of a difference between 1 in 302 million and 1 in 290 million.
So we asked, what is the difference between those huge numbers? And he gave us this, and I love it.
The odds of winning before at 302 million was the odds of putting an ant onto four football fields, stabbing a needle into the ground and hitting the ant. And now it's like the equivalent of just like taking off one football field after the 20-yard line of one football field. It's like basically it's still 3 3/4 football fields or more than that. It's still impossible. And it's not going to be anything less than impossible. That's the only way that the game is going to work.
Imagine you hit that ant and he's like, really? In all this space, you got me. He says the increase in ticket prices is going to lead to bigger jackpots. That's what they're doing here.
Starting prize is going to be more, you know, in 2018, they lowered it from 40 to 20. Now it's going to go back up to 50 million. But this is not about the small prizes. This is a change that they're making about the big prizes. And because more money gets put into the pot every time, it increases the odds that the jackpot is at some point going to hit $1 billion. And that is what has been driving Mega Millions and Powerball sales, you know, for the last few years, are these billion-dollar jackpots. And Mega Millions is basically counting on that's going to happen more often. And so we're going to get lots of people excited. And even though the ticket's more expensive, once it hits the billion-dollar jackpot, everybody wants one. And if we can generate more of those excitement periods, we can sell more tickets.
Yep, that's their goal. Get us talking more when there's people maybe winning $1 billion out there. All right, last story is this poodle dog bush that they want you to stay away from in the Angeles National Forest. The thing is, it kind of sprouts up after fires and really pretty, but it can cause a bad rash. Here's Karen Adams.
It's a native plant that can grow up to 10 feet tall. The National Forest Dana Dirk says it normally springs up after wildfires.
It has purple flowers, and it is a beautiful plant, and that's what fools people.
Pretty, but very irritating when touched.
There actually are hairs on them that are irritating, somewhat like, you know, like fiberglass. There's literally a glandular goo that can also stick around, literally. So like kind of like urushiol, in poison ivy or poison oak. And so even if you're not careful with how you handle your clothes afterwards, after you go out for a hike, you could sit down on a chair and leave some of the extra goo. And depending upon who sits on it and what they sit on it with, somebody else might get a case of the rash from poodle dog bush, even though they're nowhere near poodle dog bush.
She says you can encounter the plant on trails near the recent burn area or on trails that burned in previous fires. It sticks around for years until other plants cause it to fade away.
Don't leave your poodle dog bush goo on a bench for somebody else, okay? We're all in this together. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all the dealerships at LACarGuy.com.